flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11, and you guys are wide awake today. All the lines are jammed up, and we were working with Greg in Colombia with his Wi-Fi issue. You there, Greg, still?
I am.
All right. So, you've got your internet coming in upstairs, your router's upstairs, the third floor.
Yep.
And you're having buffering issues on the second and first floor, or do you have buffering issues?
Just on the first, because we don't really have any televisions on the second where the bedrooms are. It's all the living room area. And I have an office down there as well.
Okay. And you've got these additional access points that you spread out on the second and first floors, correct?
That's correct.
Now, do you know the gigahertz speeds of how you're connecting the devices to the access points? Have you set it up as one mixed 2.4 and 5 gigahertz network, or have you actually separated it so you can say to your TV, connect 2.4 versus 5?
I have not. I do not know that. I don't believe I've done that.
That's key. So try to set up your network so that when it broadcasts a 2.4, actually, if it's even newer, it could be doing a 6.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Those higher numbers are faster at shorter distances. The 2.4 is better at longer distances. So the first floor there, if you can tell your TV to connect the 2.4 gigahertz flavor of your Wi-Fi network, it'll work better. Now, if it still doesn't work, then you may want to consider relocating where you're putting the access points. They may not be communicating very well between the top floor and the other floors. But I would contend you start with the right network, you'll have a better chance.
So the further away, the 2.4 is where you go.
Yeah.
And then as you're closer, you know, because my wife has her office, you know, the router, the modem. We upgraded the modem.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposedly getting 600 megabytes with Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the plan that they have. Our modem goes up to a million megabytes, I believe. So it's better, but it's still we still get buffering. And we're using streaming like Fubo for our television. So I don't know if it's Fubo or if it's us.
No, if you've got that kind of bandwidth, it's probably just how you're connecting to it, most likely.
Okay.
So that's the key.
Right.
Make sure that your devices can do those, select those choices. And again, even when you're close by, maybe the 5 gigahertz is not good on the radio that you're using and you want to try the 2.4. It can still do just fine at short distances too.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot.
All right, Greg.
That's perfect. Thank you for the help.
Our pleasure.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Any other thoughts, Dennis, you want to bring up?
Well, I was going to say if he could position the source Wi-Fi in the middle of the house,
that would
be better.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You got to watch that band that's being used.
That's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to John and Avon, who's been on just a tick longer than Larry. What's going on, John?
Hey. I was listening to the caller before the last one.
Yeah.
About Frontier, and we have the same problem. They're increasing our price.
Yeah.
Not as per, but we're up to $70 or $80 now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if GoNet Speed is in Avon, but my question is Elon planning to use Starlink as a home Wi-Fi network option?
Yeah. You can use it now.
You can do that now. Yeah.
And is that not cheaper?
It's not.
It's not. It's actually more expensive.
And slower.
And it's slower, yeah. Especially on the upload side.
Yeah. So it's an option for people who don't have options. I would tell you to consider cellular Wi-Fi there in Avon. See if T-Mobile or Verizon has a nice tower nearby and consider cellular Wi-Fi. You can do that.
What do you mean by cellular Wi-Fi?
I mean, basically, you're going to pay for a box that's going to connect to the cell tower. So think of the modem you'd have for your DSL or your fiber you'd have now or your cable, and it's going to be a box that connects to either Verizon or T-Mobile, whichever is close by, to give you enough bandwidth to operate what you want to operate, and that's like $50 a month. So they have unlimited no throttling that you would have found in the old days. So you can go on those sites and see what they have for home internet, and you might be surprised that could work too. And just by talking to the Frontier and saying, hey, I'm canceling, I'm going over to Verizon, might get your bill to be the same.
Yeah. I did call them once, and they said they couldn't do anything for me, but maybe I'll try them once more before I jump.
Well, the key is they know you probably don't have a lot of options, and that's
right.
Why they don't care.
Right. And the cellular carriers will generally give you like a two-week trial to make sure that it works for you. So
okay,
and cable sadly is another option too. You could always leverage cable being there as an alternative to Frontier.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You got it. Thank you, John.
Bye.
Bye. Eventually, I mean, I don't know. Elon's got so many satellites up there. It's a big junky mess up there with satellites that we have another problem with that going on. But eventually, that bandwidth will get better. The price is pretty high, and the cost of the equipment's pretty high too.
True.
But. It's an alternative. Let's go to Larry in Middlefield. What's happened, Larry?
Good morning, all.
Morning.
The woman who called about the speakers in her computer could be in the sound card settings where her speakers are turned off.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true, but I think it went from working to not working, and I don't think it's because she disabled the sound.
Right, generally you don't
see that. At a hardware level. I mean, people don't just go and do that, you know. that's why we're thinking that there's probably some kind of a failure.
Well, down on the bottom of the screen, usually where the speaker is too, that's another place.
That's true.
You could look there
to turn the speaker on and off.
Right, you could have right clicked and turned it off. Yeah, I think she's probably smarter than that as a computer user.
Well, but she also said that she saw a message saying
that's right.
There's nothing connected.
Right, that's the key.
Which kind of is pointing to hardware to me.
Yep.
That's why I kind of, well, the other thing that I thought of is, you know, she didn't, you know, disable that at the hardware level or in device manager.
But we appreciate this, you know.
Oh, yeah, you had a good idea.
All right.
Well, always listening ever since you guys been on.
Awesome.
And what do you think about a Mac PC?
I would defer to Dennis.
I am a Mac owner, and I have been for quite a long time. I have finally reached the point where I've decided that the premium that you pay in order to get a Mac is just not worth it anymore for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You may really appreciate the Mac. You may have software that you've purchased that only works on a Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe you need to keep using a Mac. They are very good computers. On average, they last and perform better than a lot of Windows-oriented PCs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is reflected in the price. So, you know, that's what you're looking at. But like I said, I'm a Mac owner. I've loved them. I still love them.
Mm-hmm.
But I just cannot afford to pay that price anymore,
mm-hmm.
especially when I can get, you know, a really high-performing Windows computer for
half.
Less money,
yeah.
a lot less money in some cases.
All right, so. There.
Okay, yeah, all my accounts are tied in with Google, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that'll work in Mac.
Well, that'll work on Mac. Oh yeah, absolutely. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. I'm just looking.
Sure.
I got half a dozen PCs that still work here, all Windows based and all that. Some of them I dedicate for sound and video and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always playing with something.
All right.
Really, I would like a Macintosh amp. How about that?
They make amplifiers?
Well, yeah, Macintosh high-end audio equipment.
Oh, yeah, it's Macintosh the company, not Macintosh the product.
Gotcha, it's a different company, gotcha.
Yeah, that's just for ha-has.
Gotcha. Sounds good, Larry. Clearly, I didn't get the ha-ha.
Right.
All right?
All right, we'll catch you.
All right, thanks, Larry.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Macintosh amp. Throw that in there. Let's go to Carol in Glastonbury. What's happening, Carol?
Oh, hi. I'm also asking about laptops, so this is a good segue, I guess.
Sure.
I have two that I'm looking at, and you know, feel free to say don't buy either of those.
All right.
I'm looking at an HP laptop, Intel Celeron.
Celeron? Wait, whoa. Intel Celeron, you said?
Yes.
Don't buy it.
Yes.
No, don't.
Nope. Not worth it.
Okay. We'll delete that. Okay.
But the price was right, Carol?
Out of my inbox. The price was right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh.
The other one is an Asus Chromebook.
What are you going to do with that?
Chromebook.
Don't bother. I am disappointed in Chromebooks beyond belief. They are very disappointing machines. Wait until they come out with the full Android operating systems rather than the Chrome operating system. Wait until that comes out. That's the direction to go. Chromebooks just are garbage.
So I'm not using it for business any longer. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be able to do documents. You know, I do work up documents and share them with people.
Sure.
So I have used obviously Microsoft 360, and I know you have to pay them every year to use it. Is that kind of a better route for me? I don't stream.
Mm-hmm.
I might stream on here occasionally if I'm traveling or something. That's not the purpose of it. It's mainly to do, stuff on the order, order things from websites or do some banking or something like that.
But, yeah, I would tell you just get an i5, 16 gigs of RAM, and a 500 to a terabyte solid state drive. And if it's a metal case, it'll last longer. It's going to cost you about $1,000.
Yeah. Okay.
That Celeron was probably in the $200 range, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even lower.
Even lower, yeah.
Yeah. You basically would have been throwing that $200 right down the toilet by buying that. Because it isn't going to work well, and you're just going to end up replacing it in a few months.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so back up a minute. You say i5. What does that mean?
That's the processor. Remember how you said Celeron?
Yeah.
Well, Celeron is a flavor of Intel processor. An i5 is another flavor. And actually, I wasn't even precise enough. I should have said a late generation i5, like a 13 or 14th gen.
Yeah, 13th or 14th.
So you need a late generation i5, 16 gigs of RAM, a half a terabyte to a full terabyte solid state drive, and a metal case, so it can't be plastic because the hinges will go on it. You're going to be upset with that too. So about $1,000, look at the HP Envy line and you'll probably be happy.
Okay. And you think I should just stick with the 360?
Well, you can buy the software. You can buy Office 2024 is out.
Yeah, you can. You can buy that.
A couple $100, you pay that once.
Oh, okay. All right.
It does exist, but they will try to sell you the subscription all the time.
Yeah, I did that for years.
Yeah.
And what would be the alternative to that?
You can just buy it. You can just go and buy Office 2024 once and pay for it once.
Oh, that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Carol.
Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Dan and Greg, hang on. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and here till 11. Feel free to get online. Couple lines open, 860-522-9842 is the number. And we will go to your calls first here. Let's go to Dan in Bristol. What's going on, Dan? Hey, Dan, you there?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm in my car. Unfortunately, I can't help it. I got to do it without hands-free.
All right. That's fine. What can we do for you?
I made a horrible error that I should have known better.
All right. A lot of us think that way. Go ahead.
I should know better. I have an old XP machine. It's a HP DX2300.
All right.
It's a nice machine, but it came with XP.
Yes.
And I like it because I do have a lot of files still on it, and I like Outlook Express.
Outlook Express.
And I decided I wanted...
All right.
I do. I like it.
All right.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to say sorry. We're trying not to chuckle too loud. But go ahead. Outlook Express it is. Go ahead.
Anyway, I decided to partition the drive and install a more recent operating system.
On that machine.
So I downloaded one of those three on that machine.
All right.
So I downloaded... I used to use an old disk partitioning system called AOMI, Partition Manager.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I decided to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I downloaded it, installed it, adjusted to the sizes I wanted, made it reboot so that it would do its thing, do the partitioning.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think happened? It booted into a blue screen.
Yes, you blew it to smithereens. Yes, why were you doing
and
that?
I'm not sure if there's anything I can... Because I want to put another operator. I want to do a dual boot.
Ah, okay. Well, it was risky. You definitely risked a few things there. That you probably messed up the boot record on the drive, if I had to guess. Doesn't know what to do with whatever you did.
Well, let me tell you, I'm getting a weird... I'm going to give you... Do you want the stop error code? I don't know if that'll help.
Oh, stop error codes. We haven't taken stop error codes for 15 years. Let's go.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear the stop error code. You've got it memorized while you're driving?
I memorized it, yes.
I love it. What is the error code?
Stop. It begins with a C, as in Charlie. Four zeros. Numbers 1, 3, 9.
Okay. So.
And it's looking for a file. I'm sure you're aware of this file. NTDLL.DLL.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you definitely messed up your boot record, it looks like.
Now, I'll tell you what I've tried doing, and none of it's worked.
Right. Because all the information that we're getting, by the way, is coming from 2009, just so you have an understanding how far back this goes.
Okay.
Well, what did you try to do?
Oh, I understand, fully. I booted into the recovery mode of the... I booted off of the seat, off the Windows XP CD.
Nice.
Okay.
Into the recovery mode.
You did the right thing.
Yep.
I tried... I ran... Check disk. I ran scan disk.
No, you shouldn't.
I tried running system file checker, but it won't do it. It won't do it.
No, here's what you got to do. So memorize this while you're driving. You need to type D:\GDI32DLL file C Windows 36. You got to put the DLLs back. So we'll put a link.
Okay, one second. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
No, don't actually worry about it. We're going to put the link up there for you, Dan, so you don't have to remember. But there is a thing you can do, right? You were right on the right track, but it's asking you to put some DLLs back in that you might have blown away. This still may not work. And see if it... This is an article that goes back to November 24th of 2009. So you still there, Dan? Oh, no. Did we lose Dan?
I think we lost him.
Yeah. All right, so we don't. Dan was going to probably pull over in a restaurant and put us on hold and start writing. We'll put Dan back
right there. It's me.
Oh, you're back.
So yeah, we'll put the instructions there for you, Dan. We'll put them out there. You don't have to memorize them, but you're on the right track. You did the right thing.
You got into the recovery console, which is most of the work. And at this point, it's just a matter of running a couple of copy commands. And the copy commands will be in the link that we post.
Yep. So you have a way to recover.
Copy commands come off the CD.
Yes, off the CD. You're copying DLLs directly from the CD
to the drive. Yep. Yep.
To okay.
You're putting them
now,
back.
Where they belong.
Yeah. Well. Yes. Hopefully. So that might get you back, Dan.
You know, that would be very, very helpful. One other thing. I'm sorry, folks. My mind isn't working.
It's okay. We're coming against a hard break, Dan. Can you hold to the news?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. We're going to put Dan on hold, and he can collect his thoughts. And then we're going to get to Greg in Farmington. A couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We post everything to computertalkwithtad.com, but we still have an issue with that. It'll be there a little delayed. They will get there, though. But everything will get to X if you follow us at Tab Computer Sys. And if you follow us on Facebook at the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, it's a private group. Just ask to join. And if you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. We'll be right back. All right. Try to play that on Guitar Hero. That's not easy. Thanks to Guitar Hero, my kids all learned about this music, so that's an awesome thing. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Again, video games, helping the Utes. actually, there was a CBIA story. I think Constep was talking about, they were talking to students who might be interested in manufacturing and how problem solving in video games is utilized a lot in manufacturing. That was their contention. And then I'm with them. Definitely. You can't beat them. Join them. Let's go on to back to Dan, I guess, and see if he's got his thoughts collected there. What did you want to ask us, Dan?
Hi. One additional thing I did do, and again, this stuff didn't work, mm-hmm. was during the install phase, it gives you the opportunity to either do an install or repair.
Yep.
So I did the install repair. That didn't help.
Right. Well, and then maybe the copy won't help either, because the repair would probably put the DLLs back where they wanted them to be too, but who knows?
That is not good.
Well,
you backed it up though, Dan, before you did all this, right? Before you started messing with the partition.
Of course. Good. I mean, everybody should know better, right? Hey, I mean, we're all very, very cognizant of that fact.
Oh, no, you didn't back it up either?
Who would be so foolish? Who would be so foolish as to not do that?
I don't know, right? I can't imagine anybody these days.
I mean, everybody just repartitions drives all over the place without backing them up first, right?
If they do, everybody.
Yikes. So, yeah, hopefully that what we told you will work, but that reinstall probably tried to put those DLLs back too, so the repair.
Well, China, I mean, it's nothing super critical. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'll format and reinstall every day. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But just now, this could be on the Computer Talk with Tab website.
The link will be there and over our Facebook page and via Twitter. They'll be there too.
The link won't be on the website probably until tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah.
We're still having an issue with our web developer getting this interface to work for Dennis. We don't know why it doesn't work for Dennis. It doesn't work for Dennis.
Yeah, it's just my ID on the website that doesn't function right.
Yeah, so even us geeks have problems with stuff.
So after Monday, I should be able to find it there.
Yes. Yep, it'll be there.
Okay, great. That's I enjoy that.
All right, Dan.
So, I'm looking for an IT job. You want to hire somebody that doesn't do backups?
No. No. Not going to happen. All right, Dan. Thanks for checking in.
I actually do backups and all my other stuff.
Good.
Because XP needs something like Ghost or something to do it with. And, like Windows 7, Windows 10, I got backups all over the place. That was just a stupid move on my part.
That's okay.
Anyway, but thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
A wonderful weekend.
Talk
you too.
To you
again.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Dan doesn't do backups. You're hired. No. Let's go to Greg in Farmington next. What's going on? Oh, sorry. I got Len. Sorry, Greg. I missed a button here and got Len. Go ahead, Len.
Hi. I got a problem. I had something pop up and it got through. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Malware bytes and everything else. It's a Windows security warning, which is not from Windows.
Bless you.
And I just can't get rid of it.
All right. It's a security warning that comes up at the bottom right of the screen.
Yeah, I'll try that again.
It's a warning that comes up at the bottom right of the screen.
No, it takes over the entire screen.
Ah,
that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, that's the scareware thing that we were. Yeah, that Microsoft is finally doing something about. What you want to do is fire up that browser, but don't have it restore anything. Usually a browser will say, "Do you want to restore the pages that were opened?" And you're going to say no to that. And then you're going to go into the browser history and remove whatever it was that you went to.
Yeah, you can clear the cache. That might help. But it's a little browser hijack.
Oh yeah, is it ever? I seem to be able to use the machine okay, but
yeah.
It just goes into that. And last night another thing came up, which was it started a search for porn.
Yeah,
and I never ever typed the word porn into the search.
Nope,
I don't know how that came off.
It's all part of their hijack. They want you to call that number, which you're not going to do. Is there like a nice prescription we can give him? Like, do we have any links to offer on this process?
Well, that's what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
Because we got to clear the cache possibly. You got to go to your browser and get rid of that, that hijack. Usually clearing the cache does it, I think. Malwarebytes. Oh, yeah. Malwarebytes not seeing it is kind of weird too. Malwarebytes should be helpful here. But they're not, huh?
Yeah. I do have the security package from Malwarebytes, and it didn't block it at all.
Mm. You could always call them too. You're paying for it. As long as they don't charge you for anything, you could ask them the steps. But we'll put a link up here for you, Len.
Oh, okay.
We'll find it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, also consider. Have you configured OpenDNS on your computer?
I have had it in the past. And for whatever reason, it doesn't function anymore, and I've never been able to get it to work again.
We would like you to consider getting it working again for you, because it would have prevented you going wherever you went to get this hijack. Because this doesn't happen without your interface. It happens because you've browsed somewhere, you went to a compromised site, you went to a link. And then the hijack gets implemented.
It could even be from an advertisement that was on a legitimate web page.
Right.
But the advertisement got a script from a malicious site.
Right.
That was then loaded, and then the browser followed that script.
And if you had if you had OpenDNS configured, it wouldn't have displayed that malicious ad at all, because it would know it's malicious. So it kind of gives you a little safety net by allowing you to surf safer rather than surfing wide open. So consider getting that in place, Len. It's not hard to do. It really isn't, I promise you. It's just changing a few.
For some reason, as I say, I've had it in the past.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden it disappeared and I can't get it back.
Yeah, it has to do with how you get your DNS IPs. You probably have set your computer to receive them automatically from your firewall. You need to change that setting to be a static IP. You can set the receiving of the IP in general to be dynamic, but you want to set the DNSs to be static. And the DNS the DNS addresses was something that Bob, our other co-host of Computer Talk, could rattle off the top of his head, and probably Dennis can too. you just got to put it in the DNS settings as a static number, and then you're all done. It's really all you got to do.
Oh, okay.
It's not hard. So we'll try to find the link here for you to remove this browser hijack that you've got going on with Microsoft.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. So OpenDNS, guys, I can't stress it more. If you're not running some sort of DNS filter on your computer, you're literally running around naked on the internet. And the bad guys are hoping that's how you're doing it. And when you surf where you're surfing, they're going to deliver stuff to you that could be preventable that you're allowing to get to your machine. So that is one very important aspect of security you should consider. Also, make sure two-factor authentication is turned on for everything you do that you care about. Anything, whether it be a LinkedIn profile, whether it be your email, two-factor authentication needs to be turned on for every account you log into. Don't use the same passwords either on the stuff that you use. As you've heard us on this show talk about all the breaches usually include password information, right? So the bad guys know that you've logged in as Bob Smith at Cox.net, and you happen to love a password of ice cream, and the bad guys are going to find your email address on some other site and say, I wonder if Bob uses this password again. I see he used it over here. And if you did, they're going to log right in. And of course, if you didn't have two-factor authentication turned on, they're going to get right in on top of that. So these are easy things you can do to protect yourself. You can use Google Authenticator. You can use a Yubico key. You can use, whatever the website offers you, whether it be an SMS text, which is not that good of a security way to connect with 2FA, but it is better than nothing, to protect you. And you definitely should use it. Did you find that link there, Dennis?
I'm not really finding anything.
What? There was stuff out there.
Yeah, it's really hard.
All right. Well, maybe just dealing with browser hijacks is all you need. Let's go to Greg in Farmington and see what he's got going on.
Hey, hello?
Greg. Hey, Greg. Sorry I missed you last time. It was I just missed the button.
That's all right. For years, I had a Toshiba laptop. It lasted me a real long time. Good machine, but it finally died after like 15 years.
Wow, so, yeah. The inventors of laptops was Toshiba.
Yeah, I loved it, but hey, I think I got my money's worth after 15 years, right?
Yes, sir.
And I was going to go buy another one, but I remembered a friend of mine. She had given me a Dell Inspiron, whatever it is, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Series 3000. She said she bought it for her daughter that was in college, and the daughter was like, wah, 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 I don't like it. So
oh, these kids.
She took it back. Yeah, ungrateful, right?
Jeez, it's crazy.
So she took it back, and she's like, I'm not doing anything with it. If you want it, take it. But so I figured out that the Toshiba's gone. But she gave me, it's a 15 series 3000, mm-hmm. but she gave it to me and I'm like, she couldn't find the cord, but I'm not going to complain. Right.
Right.
So I was going to go out and buy a cord and see if I could fire it up. Is it worth trying to save this Dell or?
Yeah. How long ago was her daughter in college?
She gave it to me like a year ago, a year and a half ago.
All right. So her daughter's still in college.
Yes, correct.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good news, too. Yeah, I think it's worth it, no matter what it was. A free laptop. Are you kidding me?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
So, are those cords expensive? Or, I mean,
no, you could go onto Dell's site. If you look on the back of the Dell laptop, it's going to have a number. It's going to have a, what do they call it? Service code.
Service tag.
Service tag. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to put that in, and then you should have the option to go to accessories, and they'll give you the way to buy an extra cord.
Yeah,
or in your case, primary.
All right, so I'll do that. The only other question I had: what if she had put in a passcode or whatever? How do I get beyond that, or am I not locked out? Right.
Well, we could tell you, but we'd have to kill you.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So you can defeat passwords, but if they put in a BitLocker of some kind, if something is a little more secure, then you can't defeat it. You'd have to format and start over. So you'll have to see when you boot up if there is a password or not. There may not be.
Right. Then again,
there could be.
Is there like a factory reset or something I could do? Or
on the password? What would you do, Dennis, on that? What would you be your step?
Well, assuming that I can't get into the operating system, what mm-hmm. there is,
mm-hmm.
I would boot to the factory reset option. And just, you know, it'll reformat everything and start over.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you win.
I'm not really savvy with these. Is that something I can do myself? Or
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much what you have to do is you just have to boot into the
F8.
It'll be F8 or something like that. Yeah. But when you get into that boot menu, one of the options will be a reset.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you win.
So as long as I can get it powered up, just go to F8. That'll allow me to
win. Yeah, F8 while it's booting up.
Yeah, and you have to keep hitting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You just hit it frantically while it's starting up. And then,
like a madman.
Yep. Yeah, and then factory reset.
That'll allow me to factory reset it.
It should. Right?
Yeah, they may also call it recover or recovery, something like that.
Recovery or reset. Okay, cool.
All right, Greg.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah. You're lucky. You get a free computer. I don't get free computers. I've been in the business forever. I guess I got to know a guy. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. 4 lines wide open. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. This is Computer Talk, and we're going to be here until 11, and then Dr. Alessi will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And as we wait for your calls, this is kind of a funny story. This is from the Register. Astronomers red-faced after mistaking Musk's Tesla Roadster for an asteroid.
What?
They thought it was an asteroid, and then they looked a little closer, and they found that little dude in there waving out of the Roadster. It is dark. I mean, come on. I understand. It's hard. It's dark. But basically, what this kind of points out is we do have a issue with tracking near-Earth objects. And there's Apophis coming at us, too, which is going to be squeaking past us, I guess. Pretty close, right?
Yeah.
And they've been finding these objects, like, late in the game. Like, another one was nearby. Like, oh, look at that. So we got to work on upping our game when it comes to near-Earth objects. And we should be able to tell the difference between a Tesla Roadster and a... But then again, you're not expecting a Roadster to be orbiting. All right? So I got to cut him a break there. But it is kind of funny, and we'll put the link up here for you. But NASA's doing their best to at least say, hey, when the sky is falling, they'll be able to tell you. You won't be able to do anything about it. I mean, you're not going to be able to get Bruce Willis up there with a drill anytime soon. And we can't even get the astronauts off the Space Center. They've been stuck there since, what was it? Since Boeing stuck them there, right?
Yep.
What a mess that is.
Oh, yeah.
Man, again, braver than me to want to go up and do that. But we'll put this link up here for you guys. You can take a look at it. But the first launch, I guess, of the SpaceX Heavy was to chuck a Roadster up there. Which, I don't know.
Why?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. Because he can. I don't know. It's crazy. Anything else you want to bring up, Dennis, before we take any calls?
Well, we got a little bit of news out of California.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago. I think it was in 2011 or 2012. There was a proposed legislation that would have forced internet companies to block access to pirating websites.
Oh.
You know, video.
Yeah.
Where people were, you know,
like
downloading.
Napster.
Well, Napster for video. And audio, at the time, the big thing was Game of Thrones stuff.
People were stealing
because people
that.
Were stealing that.
Yeah.
That particular legislation ended up being blocked because it was extremely broad.
Ah.
And a lot of stuff could end up being blocked that was not piracy related.
Gotcha.
Just, you know, you could request that it be blocked or removed and boom, it's gone. Can't get to it.
Right.
Well, one of Congress people out in California wants to come up with a slightly different version of that kind of a law.
Hmm.
And she's pushing for it. We'll see how far it goes.
Is there a big piracy problem nowadays? I don't think there is.
Of course there's a huge piracy problem. Are you kidding?
I guess not. I have seen that universities are, people are downloading all this pirated stuff and then
it's nailed. Enormous.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. All but right. The problem is the solution. And usually the solution is worse than the illness.
Kim.com, remember him, right?
Right.
He had a bunch of pirated stuff on his servers.
Right.
And legitimate stuff.
But there was a lot of legitimate storage, and all of it was lost.
All locked out.
Everything. Yep. Boom. Yep. So, and there were businesses that were very, very hard. They were very impacted by that.
Right.
It was a problem.
If it's a problem, as you say, which I believe you, you should be able to fix it with just the way you license software and not allow it to run without license keys.
We're talking about media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's still things like Game of Thrones.
Is it really?
But, you know, more recent shows that people are now downloading and movies.
So you know, guys, when you download this stuff, maybe I didn't think it was an issue because I don't even look to do anything like that. When you download this stuff, lots of times it's got a payload with it. Not just the movie, but some sort of malware, some sort of, you're going to be part of a botnet for all you know. It's not free out of their kindness of their hearts or to stick it to the man.
No.
You're the victim. You think you're screwing somebody out of their media? You're not. You're the victim. You don't even realize it when you pirate a lot of this stuff, especially software, but even the stuff that's in movies and stuff. It's going to have pirated
very bad
payloads in there.
About 15 years ago, I had a friend whose computer was basically wiped out because that person was downloading stuff from peer-to-peer sharing.
Right.
And it just had all kinds of malware on it. It had to reformat it, start over.
Exactly. And so that's the whole thing. They're not putting up all this space, all this bandwidth, all this material out of the kindness of their hearts.
No.
You're most likely being conscripted into a botnet, and you don't even, and when that happens, the bad guys can use your computer to send denial of service attacks at their targets and then extract ransoms, right? So here's your free movie of Game of Thrones, but now your computer is going to be used to do something nefarious. So you're not winning. You're not winning. But it is crazy. We got Zig out there from North Carolina that I think wants to complain. What's going on, Zig? What do we do?
Hey, two things real quick. Last time I called on Loft, and you guys gave me the good answer, and that worked out great. I didn't get a chance to get back to you.
Oh, great.
And this time I was trying to look at your links specifically for OpenDNS.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do that when the show was not on. Do I need to have the show on when I'm doing that?
No.
You can go to our website. There's a links page. If you go to the website computertalkwithtab.com and scroll down, I think there's a button called All Links. And you click that and you can search for everything that we've posted.
Yeah. The show does not have to be on.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have to be on.
Although, if you want to run the podcast, we have 500-plus podcasts out there. It could be running forever if you'd like in the background.
Okay, that would even work better. No, I think Odyssey usually takes over or something, but maybe I'll I'm not pushing the right button.
Yeah, check it out. We do have the podcast there. But, yeah, anything else?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, how's it going down there in North Carolina? Is it nice and warm?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be 60-something today.
Nice. We'll take it.
But we had four or five days of sub-freezing weather, which is unusual here. They had to shut the schools down, you know, and we don't have snow plows here. We had a bar of snow plows.
Wow.
It's 65 degrees here right now. So,
I got a feeling Al Gore must have been giving a speech down there. Always
well,
snows.
I'm down
when
here
talking.
To play some golf. It's this is about the best time to come here for golf. We got friends up there in Wilmington, Wilbraham, where we used to live, and they're all coming down now.
Sounds good. All right, Zig.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job.
All right, thanks. All right, want to thank all you guys for joining us on another Computer Talk with Tab. Giving up your Saturday morning, we appreciate it. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything on Facebook and Twitter for us. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. And we will get the other links out there. Dennis will get them there eventually on Monday.
Yep. And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.